A supercomputer would need 10,000 years to crack a particular mathematical problem. Google's quantum computer did it in 200 seconds. That 2019 breakthrough wasn't just impressive. It was a declaration that we've entered an entirely new era of computing. For over 50 years, our digital world has run on silicon chips, shrinking transistors to pack more power into smaller spaces. But we've hit a wall. When transistors become just 5 atoms thick, the very laws of physics start to break down. Silicon Valley faces an existential question: adapt or become obsolete? What makes quantum computers so radically different? Traditional computers process information in bits, simple zeros and ones like light switches that are either on or off. Quantum computers use qubits, which can be both zero and one simultaneously through a phenomenon called superposition. Add in entanglement, where qubits mysteriously influence each other across any distance, and you get exponential power. Google's 53-qubit machine could handle 72 billion billion bytes of memory, dwarfing anything conventional computing can offer. The challenge? Keeping atoms vibrating in perfect harmony. The tiniest disturbance ruins everything, which is why these machines need to be cooled to near absolute zero. Yet somehow, nature performs quantum tricks like photosynthesis at room temperature. If we could crack that secret, we wouldn't just master quantum technology, we might unlock the very mechanics of life itself. 2,000 years ago, Greek engineers crafted the Antikythera mechanism, a bronze marvel salvaged from a shipwreck that could predict celestial movements with stunning accuracy. This ancient computer represents humanity's oldest attempt to build machines that think. The dream lay dormant until Charles Babbage envisioned his analytical engine in the 1800s, which worked flawlessly when finally built a century later. The real breakthrough came from Alan Turing. During World War II, he cracked Nazi Germany's Enigma code, work that shortens the war by 2 years and saved 14 million lives. Turing recognized that any computation could be broken down into simple operations performed on an infinitely long tape of zeros and ones. Every smartphone, laptop, and supercomputer today still follows his elegant architecture. Tragically persecuted for his homosexuality, he died from cyanide poisoning in 1954. His legacy lives in every digital device we touch. Max Planck revolutionized physics in 1900 by proposing that energy comes in discrete packets called quanta, solving a problem where calculations kept producing impossible infinities. Einstein showed light behaves as both particle and wave. Then Louis de Broglie extended this duality to matter itself. The double slit experiment confirmed it. Electrons created wave-like interference patterns. Erwin Schrödinger developed the wave equation that became quantum theory's foundation. Atoms weren't miniature solar systems, but clouds of probability, with electrons existing as waves resonating around the nucleus like musical notes. This explained the entire periodic table from first principles. Carbon's 4 available bonds make it perfect for complex molecules like DNA. But Max Born's interpretation was unsettling. Particles' locations are determined by probability waves. Objects don't exist in definite states until observed. Schrödinger found this so troubling, he devised his famous cat paradox, a thought experiment where a cat in a sealed box exists as both alive and dead until someone opens it. Before observation, reality itself is fundamentally uncertain. Richard Feynman, physics' greatest showman, developed quantum electrodynamics accurate to one part in 10 billion. His revolutionary approach treated particles as simultaneously exploring all possible paths, foundational to quantum computing. David Deutsch transformed this into rigorous mathematics with the quantum Turing machine. His qubits exploit superposition to exist between 0 and 1 simultaneously, with entanglement allowing instant influence between qubits regardless of distance. Hugh Everett proposed reality constantly branches into parallel universes representing every possible outcome. Peter Shor triggered a security crisis in the 1990s by proving quantum computers could break standard encryption exponentially faster. Today, IBM leads with 433 qubits in its Osprey processor, targeting 1 million. The quantum revolution has become a global arms race with billions invested and cybersecurity's future at stake. Every culture has creation myths, but quantum mechanics offers a scientific framework for understanding life's origins. In 1952, Stanley Miller showed that amino acids form spontaneously when electricity passes through chemicals mimicking Earth's early atmosphere. After 1 week, 10 to 15% of carbon transformed into organic compounds, including 13 of the 20 amino acids essential for life. A paradox remains. Earth's first billion years were too hot for life, yet by 3.7 billion years ago, DNA had emerged with complete reproduction mechanisms. Quantum tunneling allows particles to pass through energy barriers classical physics forbids, accelerating reactions by factors of thousands or millions. Photosynthesis creates 15,000 tons of biomass per second with nearly 100% quantum efficiency. In 2007, Graham Fleming detected quantum coherence in the process, light waves existing in multiple states simultaneously, allowing energy to explore multiple pathways at once. Quantum computers could unlock this mystery, potentially enabling artificial photosynthesis, revolutionary solar cells, and plants thriving in harsh environments. Life itself may be quantum computing's greatest teacher. Thomas Edison and Henry Ford wagered on electricity versus gasoline. Gasoline won because it stored 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram versus batteries 200. Unlike computing's exponential Moore's Law improvements, battery efficiency has crawled forward because chemical reactions resist prediction. Quantum computers promise breakthroughs through virtual chemistry simulations. The artificial leaf could fight climate change by recycling CO2, combining it with sunlight and water to create fuel with no net carbon increase. Fritz Haber's century-old fertilizer process remains energy-intensive and polluting. Nature fixes nitrogen effortlessly at room temperature using ATP molecules, but the mechanism remains mysterious. 12 ATP molecules must work in concert to break a single nitrogen bond, a process suggesting quantum involvement that computers could help decode. Antibiotic overuse has created drug-resistant superbugs, yet no new antibiotic classes have emerged in 30 years due to $2 to $3 billion development costs. Quantum computers could identify molecular mechanisms that kill bacteria first, then design targeted drugs. Cancer detection could advance through liquid biopsies, analyzing bodily fluids years before tumors become lethal. Combined with CRISPR gene editing, the word processing for DNA that earned a 2020 Nobel Prize, quantum computers could target crucial genes, like P53, whose mutations contribute to half of common cancers. Can machines truly think? That question launched artificial intelligence at the 1956 Dartmouth Conference. After multiple AI winters, merging AI with quantum computing offers new promise. DeepMind's AlphaFold has deciphered 350,000 protein structures, including all 20,000 from the Human Genome Project, with plans to release over 100 million. This breakthrough matters because proteins are life's construction workers. When they fold incorrectly, they become prions that force other proteins to misfold, spreading disease rapidly. Prions may cause Alzheimer's, affecting 6 million Americans and causing 1 in 3 senior deaths. Quantum computers could create detailed 3D atomic images revealing how these misshapen molecules propagate, potentially unlocking treatments. Beyond biological immortality, quantum computers may enable digital immortality. Our credit card transactions, social media posts, and digital footprints create mirror images of who we are, a modern twist on humanity's ancient quest to transcend death. As nations and corporations invest billions in quantum supremacy, we're creating tools to understand life's deepest mysteries. In a world where particles exist in multiple states simultaneously, the impossible is merely improbable.